It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Sorry about that. It took 3 minutes just to get the CD player to kick into gear. Hey, good morning. It's a Motivational Monday. It's August the 8th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and a little bit of sports action for you tonight. The Diamondbacks kick off a new series with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that's a 6:40 game tonight. Enjoy that on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by our fantastic sponsors. If you go to any of these sponsors, tell them thanks for bringing you the program. Like TWN Communications, they're continuing to grow in their service area. Yeah, do you like awesome internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service? Well, it's coming. So here's what you need to do. Take the next step and pre-register. You go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or you, and then you just sign up. It doesn't cost you anything extra. You know, you're not committing anything. You're just saying, I'm nosy, send me information. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can even stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road, right behind Glam RN. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place for shopping and lunch. Downstairs, we got 3 great restaurants, island-style kitchen, unique eatery, Daniel's, and a sweet ice cream store. Upstairs, everything from clothing to boots, chocolate to movies, and sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the mall, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Check us out at the Laughlin Mall. Bullhead City Insurance Center. They insure autos, home, commercial, recreational vehicles, and even more. Yeah, Bullhead City Insurance has several companies at their fingertips. This allows you to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to locate you the perfect package and the perfect coverage. They are licensed in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Call one number, 928-768-4211. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. I was in there the other day talking to Eric. And this month, on the 11th, there, which is Thursday, they are going to donate 11% to Tri-State Care Flight, and their kind of nonprofit that they have there. And, as always, Mojave Mortgage is going to match whatever ProFit gives. How cool is that? Helping our Tri-State Flight with their nonprofit. All right. Now, into the studio, and as always, on Mondays, we pick one band, one artist. Jackie's already rocking out over here. Today it is the Doobies. Do you think you can get the Doobies to come to the event center?
Would that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't it? It'd be sold out. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. So we're going to play Doobies all day today, or the Doobie Brothers, technically. So welcome. We have Jackie Maceo with the Laughlin Chamber, and we have Jackie Wallen with the Laughlin Chamber. Well, I think in my phone it says Maceo.
Probably.
Yeah, all right.
I'll be Wallen for the rest of my life now.
Oh, you don't know that for sure. Mm-hmm. Some nice, tall, dark, handsome guy might come along and change that. Maybe not. Huh?
Maybe
okay,
not.
Okay, all right. And we have Val back with us again, and this is the Laughlin Chamber and the Laughlin Tourism Commission.
Yes.
They wear both hats.
That's what we do.
We're multi-hats.
But today they're not wearing a hat at all. Hey, so have we had new members join since the last time we were here?
Yes, we have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
We now have hospice in Laughlin.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's kind of new, huh?
Mm-hmm. The Standard newspaper,
Oh, good. In Kingman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lisa Calkins, who is a health insurance broker.
Okay.
She comes to you and talks to you all about your Medicare and IRS, Social Security, disability, and I can't even say the word, retirement.
All the confusing stuff.
All the stuff that I need to know right now.
Well, Jackie has asked her a lot of questions.
I need to know it all. I need to know now. I just turned 65, so I need to be brushing up on all this stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff I never paid attention to before.
Well, my wife can help you, too.
Oh, good.
She did all my stuff, you know, a couple of years ago. So, yeah.
Okay.
And she knows all that.
Jackie needs guidance.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's confusing, all that. You need an expert.
Yeah.
So what's her name again?
Lisa Calkins.
Okay.
Yes. The next one is Drip Medic. This is a service for banana bags.
Banana bags.
Yeah. So they will come to your house, your work. They will do a group. They will do singles. They will go to the beach. You could go to their office. You can go anywhere. And they bring you, what do you call it? Drips. Infusions.
IV infusions.
Infusions.
Yes, IV infusions. And they do them for several different things, like your immunities, for your beauty, for your energy.
Can I just drink it by the gallon for beauty?
Yeah. No, you'd be overshot.
Oh.
You're already handsome.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So they're going to be, they're a new member, and they also have the ribbon cutting.
They have a dual ribbon cutting, right? Both chambers?
Yes.
This week?
They cure hangovers also, eliminate brain fog.
That's probably why they said they come to the beach, because so many people on Saturday mornings have hangovers. Yeah.
They fight fatigue, boost immune systems. Yeah, it's migraines, all kinds of things.
Wow.
I was one of his guinea pigs. He's my nephew.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what did he do for you?
Everything. When I got back from the houseboat, before, right after, we spent 7 days in the houseboat and then came home, and then he came to my house and just boosted me back up.
Several shots.
Oh, yeah. I needed hydration.
Yeah.
A safe and fast way to receive vitamins, minerals, and nutrients directly into your bloodstream.
Wow. How cool. How cool is that?
Yeah. Him and his wife travel around and do what they need to do.
And they both do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't do any of the work. She just is his assistant.
Oh, okay. There's all the paperwork.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And their office is down by...
it's in Fort Mojave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just past Joy Lane.
Oh, all right.
And then we have River City's Community Theater.
Oh, wow. I think they're getting ready to start practicing.
They actually will have tickets on sale starting August 19th.
Oh, okay. For their first performance?
Yes. On Golden Pond will be in September.
Is that at the Sunlink Center, or do we know?
Actually, this piece does not say.
Oh. Somebody will text
we'll
me or call
out.
Me. Somebody will text me or call me. And go.
Yeah, we have to go.
We know where that is.
We need to support them.
Yeah.
So, and then, like I said, the ribbon cutting for Drip Medic is on Wednesday.
Good.
At 2 o'clock.
How exciting.
I know. Not 2 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Sorry.
Now,
I'm having all kinds of trouble here.
You need to get that eliminate brain fog.
I'm telling you. This is Monday after vacation. It's reentry.
Someone texted me and asked me how much the infusions are. Do we know?
I do not have a price list on
them. Okay.
The last time I looked, they were between $80 and $125.
Do we know his phone number or people can call?
Sure.
Just a moment.
See, what they didn't bring on paper, they brought on computer. You know?
Yeah.
One way or the other, we'll find the info.
Yeah.
Let's see. This piece doesn't have their phone number on there.
Uh-oh.
I will find out.
Okay. We'll find out during the break, and we'll let you know.
Then we also have mixer scheduled. That would be on the 26th of August.
Okay.
That's our breakfast mixer that we always have on the last Friday.
Which is kind of a learning thing.
It is.
You
it's learning.
A guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we get to work around the table and talk to each other about what we think is going on, what we think we can do to help, how our business relates to the rest of the things that are going on in the community. And that's always at 8:30.
And that's kind of limited as to how many people you can get in that little room, huh?
Yeah, we can get about 20-ish.
Okay.
Ish.
Yeah.
And we have breakfast for everybody.
Right.
And this
Hostess donut mini donuts is not breakfast.
No, we don't do those.
We have not done that yet.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We've done Cinnabon.
But we might do that special for you.
Val says yet.
And that's at 8:30. And our speaker this month is Kayla Fuller, and she's from Kindred Method.
Oh, okay.
And she's full of
marketing.
Creativity,
yes.
And marketing.
Mm.
She's an amazing person. She is also a graphic designer and all that stuff, and she wants to share what she can do for small business.
Oh, good. Okay.
We have a chamber
exciting.
Event. Yeah, chamber event coming up on the 30th of September, and that's our Tri-State Mega Mixer.
Oh, yeah.
The one that we used to have before COVID, and it's coming back, and it's on the 30th of September.
Wow. And where's that going to be, do we know?
Aquarius.
Oh, good.
We had 480 visitors.
Yes, over
the last 40. Time we had it.
Yeah, we can do it inside now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we did, we invited every chamber within 250 miles.
Wow.
To come to that. So that's why we have it on a Friday, so that they can stay the weekend if they want to. Because if they're going to drive a while, they might as well spend the night and enjoy the area. So that's a Friday.
All right.
And then we have the Community Achievement Awards.
Yeah.
That's what we're into right now.
The cutoff is what, the 15th?
The 22nd.
22nd now.
Yes. Okay. So if you have experienced someone doing amazing deeds, if you know a nonprofit organization, club, service organization, teacher, student, medical profession, first responder, I'm trying to think of all the things that you can nominate. It's for individuals and businesses.
And then small business, large business?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you even have, last year was the first one, business expansion and retention.
Oh, okay.
So if someone grew during COVID, someone expanded their business and got another
within
property
the last
site.
Year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Dot Foods did, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. They did.
They had it on.
And then entrepreneur, anybody that could have opened a business in this last year and succeed, we're super happy about it. Yeah,
there is.
That. Yeah.
Don't forget your humanitarian, tourism awards.
Oh, okay.
And the Connie Davis Youth Citizen of the Year Award.
Right.
That only can go to a senior. And
a high school senior.
A high school senior.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Right. And they get scholarships.
Right.
All of them do. All
then
the final
you have
four.
The Young Wonder, right?
Yes. The Young Wonder is a student under the senior class that's doing wonderful things with their service organization, Clique, Key Club, Interact, any of those places where they are. They may be working alone to raise money by collecting pennies. You never know. But that's how they come out of the woodwork. People let us know. Give us their nomination, and then we look up the bio and put the package together for the judges.
Fantastic.
We've had as young as elementary age.
Oh, yeah, win that? That won it?
The Young Wonder.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So nominate any class grade.
Okay, that's a good young age to get,
Get to them, yes.
Get a nice award.
Mm-hmm.
So. And those are cool. And last year, I think the Young Wonder also was the boombox, was a judge for the boombox.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and I think it was Zane.
Yes.
Blithill, yeah.
Now he's a good kid.
He is, and now he's the president of the Key Club in Mojave.
Oh.
Accelerated.
Right on.
Yeah. Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Educators, this is the final month to turn your application in for Mojave Electric's $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. The deadline is August 31st, and submissions are now being accepted for the grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area. 2 grants will be awarded this year, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and includes a material list and a cost breakdown. Please submit your write-up to Mojave Electric Cooperative, attention Julia Gehringer, or email mecpa@mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
To Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by, hey, we got so many sponsors. I tell you, let's start off with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, teachers, you still have till the 15th to apply for the $5,000 SunWatt educational grant. Yeah, you just need to go and submit your curriculum for renewable energy, and the grants need to include subject line, materials, supplies, and costs. Then if you have questions, you call Julia at MEC, 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, they have curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, or you can go to bulldogdisposal.com or call one number, 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Yeah, check out the new delicious buttermilk pancakes topped with hot chocolate. Yeah, melted. They look delicious. I haven't seen anybody eat them yet, but they really look good. See their whole new breakfast menu at Perkins. Then there's the desserts as you leave. You know, you go past the fresh cookie. Until I type this, it says coolies. Cookies, muffins, brownies, and pies. Plus, you can take a whole pie home or chocolate cake or chocolate peanut butter drop or raspberry lemon drop. All at Perkins. What?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Makes you hungry, huh? And don't forget, Fish Fridays, all the fish you can eat. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians have the experience, the training, the certificates for residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. Their trucks are all over Mojave County every single day, Kingman, Bullhead City, and Havasu, and all the areas in between. If you need an electrician, an extra fan, an extra outlet, or you got an outlet that's broken and, you know, you need it fixed, that's you should do soon. Call them, one number, 928-718-9444. They're also available on the weekends. They're available 24/7 for emergencies. All right, back in the studio with the ladies.
Can you say peanut butter 3 times?
Probably not.
Oh, can't even say it once.
I know. Yeah, today it was 20 minutes to get it out one time.
He got hungry, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't say peanut butter.
Okay, so drip infusion, what's it?
Drip Medic.
Drip Medic.
The IV hydration and wellness is 928- 707-7546.
707-7546. 7546.
Yeah. And they're located in Fort Mojave, but they can come to you.
Okay. I think I might have my wife call. She's over COVID, but for 3 weeks she's just been drained and...
Yeah, and they'll go right to her. His name is Jeremy Cady, C-A-D-Y. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell her. Yeah, because she's been drained. Sleeping 12 hours, then taking naps during the day. No energy. Can't hear out of one ear, all because of COVID.
And now if everybody's got a pin in their hand, that ribbon cutting is Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he
in
is
Fort Mojave.
It is firefighter-owned and operated, too.
Oh, okay. All right.
That mixer, breakfast mixer, is going to be 8:26 at 8:30. That's a Friday.
Right.
And I want to remind you about your Community Achievement Award nominations. They must be in by the 22nd. And you go to LaughlinChamber.com. And /CAA nominations.
Okay. Then there's a whole list there of who you can, what the categories are,
yes.
And then how to do the nomination form.
Uh-huh. And which form to use. And then as soon as you complete the form, it comes to us. And then we go after the nominee for the bio and that kind of stuff.
Who are your judges this year?
They're not complete yet. There's a couple of people that are still checking their schedules. But I can tell you that...
Who's the Citizen of the Year that's the head judge?
Matt Laughlin.
Ah, okay.
I can tell you that you have John Hassett.
Okay.
Carolyn Stewart.
Good.
Todd Levitt.
Okay.
You have Alon Bilbray.
All right.
And possibly Lisa Harden.
Okay.
But Matt Laughlin is definitely your head judge.
And he's ready.
Mm-hmm. And Toby Cotter is my co-MC this year.
Oh, wow, fantastic. He's done it before.
Emceeing?
Yeah.
I know he's judged before.
Yeah. In fact, when he judged the first, he judged the year I judged.
Oh.
We were both PIOs in those days. But, yeah, he's emceed it a couple times, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Just remember, LaughlinChamber.com/CAA nomination. Now we're going to go on to what's being promoted right now. And you know that the Volunteers in Partnership, they give away around $10,000 every January.
Right.
Nonprofits in this area who are a 501c need to submit their request for a donation through the documents that we're sending out. In fact, it's on the website now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you go to volunteers, and there's a section in there. And it's a donation button.
It says donation form on the button.
Okay.
You click on it, it'll open up, just like CAA does, it opens up the form.
You
just
fill
it all in, hit submit, and it'll come right to us.
Okay.
That request deadline is September 15th.
Oh, okay. It's
so they still have a little ways to go. And you go to LaughlinChamber.com, Volunteers in Partnership, and then you hit the donation button.
Something else your Volunteers in Partnership is doing is giving out bags.
Bags.
Talk about your bags.
Yes. Let's make sure that people understand that. This is free money.
Right.
They just have to go on the website, put in the reason why they need it, what their nonprofit is doing, how they're servicing the community, and then they have a nomination committee, too, and they do judging, and then you'll be awarded your money that they decide in January.
What parameters are they looking for dollars?
Well, we have 10,000 total. There are times when we've given more than 1,000 to one of them, and only 500 to a small one.
Okay, so it's in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it also depends on the number of requests, too. Mm-hmm.
Right, that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, last week when we had our new teacher mixer, you brought bags from the VIPs.
I did.
Brown paper bags.
Mm-hmm. just so happens I was doing some research and got a hold of somebody I knew, and they said, Jackie, do you have any need for tests or PPE? And I said, well, tell me what you got. They said, well, here's the menu. Just throw out numbers of what you want. And I said, I'll have 30,000 tests. And they said, okay. I said, okay.
Wow.
Then they said, how many gloves do you need? And I told them how much I needed. And then the cotton masks, there's 6 packs of the white cotton masks.
Right.
Then there's KN95s. And on top of all that, there's sanitizer. So in each one of these brown paper bags, there is 4 tests, sanitizer, gloves in every size, 2 pair, the 6-pack of cotton masks and KN95s.
Wow.
All in one bag with it sealed and stapled with all the people who have helped us gather the stuff we needed, the ink and the paper and the bags to make it happen.
Transportation.
Yeah.
We had to get all of this down here from Las Vegas.
Okay. 17 pallets.
Wow.
So we had it delivered to the mall here, and Alex and the mall crew helped us out a lot. They had to unpack some of those pallets in Las Vegas to get the stuff in the trailers and then repack the pallets when they got here. Metro and Homeland Security helped us do all of that.
Okay. All right. How much are the bags?
Free.
The bags don't cost anybody anything.
No. They're worth $45 because each test is worth $10.
Okay. So how do they get them?
They come to the chamber.
All right.
We have three pickup sites.
Yeah, actually.
We have the Chamber, Clark County Government Center, and also the Laughlin Library.
Okay, very good. All right, yeah. Tanya mentioned that when she was here on the 1st.
Yeah, they're wonderful. They're saving people so much money.
Yeah.
A two-pack was $26 the other day.
Yep. Wow. Okay, stick around. We're going to come right back.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafarath, East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Kitchen Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Okay, play. It shows it's playing. Oh, this is one of those slow beginning songs. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They're a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The exceptional and hardworking employees, they constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, employees, and guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus the skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, with landscaping and owner on the job every day. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Call one number for Barron's, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, well, you call Chad Hansen. He's got lots of it. A vacation home, a pool, an add-on, a refi. The founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, he's got lots of money. Call him at 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his big desk. They say it's about the size of a football field. And you start filling out paperwork. You need $310,000 for a, you know, home. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you look up and he's not at his desk anymore. There's no walls. There's no windows. There's no doors. How did he get out of the room? His chair's a dumbwaiter. His wife will tell you there's a reason it's called that. And it goes down into the vault below ground. It's about the size of the Pentagon underground. And he just goes up to the shelf and he gets you your $310,000. He puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. That's perfect. Almost. Call him. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, back in the studio with the ladies from the Laughlin Chamber and Laughlin Tourism. Concerts, concerts. Do we have concerts coming up?
We do.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have
LTC. Doobie Brothers?
No.
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We
guys.
Do have some LTC events coming up. Kid Rock, of course, is October 8th.
And that's already sold out.
And
right?
He's sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not going to tell you about it because you can't go.
Right. Well, tickets could become available. Yeah. You never know.
Well, there are resale options.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get some.
Okay.
The Western Outdoor News Fishing Tournament, it's the 40th U.S. Open. For the last 39 years, it's been held at Lake Mead because
right.
they had really good bass beds uh-huh. and water and different launch ramps.
Those were the days.
Yeah. So they said they were in trouble, and I raised my hand, and they decided to come here. So they did this short one in March
right.
to see how they liked the fishing here, and they love it. So they're coming okay. back for the 40th anniversary. It's
wow.
going to be a big deal. They're doing Hall of Fame winners that weekend, all kinds of cool stuff. So,
and what weekend is that?
That's going to be the weekend. Well, the weekend is the 10th. The 8th and the 9th. The competition is 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
So
what month?
October.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
Well, yeah. So Kid Rock's going to play. So everybody's coming for Kid Rock that weekend.
Ah.
And they're going to do their little expo, you know, with their corporate sponsors and that kind of stuff. And then they'll do the competition on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
They always compete during the week.
Okay.
That That's way there's
good.
Not so much
traffic on the
way. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Then we have Best in the Desert also in October.
Yeah.
The 20th through the 23rd, and that's the Laughlin Desert Classic. That is the trophy trucks.
Okay.
Then we have Toby Keith that canceled. We replaced him with Chris Young on the same weekend, which is November 12th.
All right.
Snore, Southern Nevada Off-Road Enthusiast. Is nine.
It's just funny you call it snore when that's the last thing those guys do.
Yeah,
right.
On their bikes, jumping the desert, and hauling buns through the middle of our desert and crossing mm-hmm. the roads. And yeah.
Right. And then December, the last event that we have is Snore, and it's the 9th through the 11th.
Okay.
It's 3 days. We have to stick Jingle Mingle in there and everything for Christmas, but we haven't really decided on how we're going to do that
okay.
this year. But we'll let you know more closer to Christmas.
Now, you also are in the midst of planning with Jeremy Keating and Toby Cotter the big air show.
Yes.
When is that?
That is April 1st, 2023.
Okay.
No fooling.
Nope. We realized when we started.
But I'm pumped.
Yep.
We realized when we started trying to plan an air show 3 years ago.
Yes.
Jeremy and I would sit around the table and dream, right? And we realized that we first had to do wind analysis for the last
right.
10 years to make sure we had a good weekend.
Okay.
We also had to make sure that we had enough money because a small show one day costs $150,000.
Wow.
So we needed to figure out how we were going to raise this money. And the other thing was we needed to work out logistics. We have an international airport, but we don't have parking for all those people to go out on the tarmac.
Right.
So now you have to do logistics with parking and busing and barricades and all that stuff. Val here is your vendor concessions director.
Oh.
Jackie Jensen is the sponsorship director
okay.
for this committee.
With the city of Bullhead City.
Correct.
With the city of Bullhead City. Thank you. Jeremy is keeping all the money tight. underneath the foundation with the Mojave County Airport Authority.
Okay.
And the city matched our donation of $75,000. They matched with $75,000. Now we have $150,000, but now we're looking for sponsorships to take on the marketing, advertise, exposure type things. And we're working on some tourism grants in Arizona and Nevada that might help us with the marketing and increased acts or performers.
Okay. How many planes do you think you're going to have?
That depends on
availability.
Yeah.
Okay.
We went for the 1st of April because it's when air show season starts.
Oh, okay.
And nobody was at the beginning of April. And April's really good for us when it comes to wind.
Right.
And, weather,
yeah.
Temps.
And we also have an unusual situation where you can't charge people for an air show here. It's like charging for fireworks.
Yeah.
No, because you, no matter where you're at, you can see it.
Okay. Yes. All right.
So the
difference will be is the on-site.
Yeah. The static events that are on
displays,
the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or flight instruction, a little bit of flight instruction, teaching children, getting the young eagles involved, having our students all around here get interested in aviation. Some of the things you can walk through, especially the combat helicopters, I think it was a Huey, mm-hmm. is that what it's called? the big cargo planes, they can go in and walk through them.
Right.
The helicopters that save people, the medevacs, they all get to go through those and see how they work. So hopefully they'll understand them if they ever have to get pushed into one at the last minute. Those are the kind of things that we will have there. Lots of little things for people to do on ground and to learn.
Okay. At the airport.
Yes. Yep. But the actual event is free.
Okay. But to get on the tarmac and see all these planes and whatnot, you're going to pay something.
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Wow.
It's free.
Okay.
You can come to the event. There'll be vendors. There'll be concessions. There'll be the static sites that they can come through and see. Yes, it's all free.
Wow.
It's like an aviation festival.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's so many people in this town that are involved.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yes.
The committee is amazing of all the big doers, right?
Yep.
With experience are helping us out a lot.
So is Don Laughlin part of that? He's been flying longer than anybody in this town.
Don Laughlin will get in here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or his pilots, right? Yeah.
I'll say, Herb, fly me over there.
Land me so I can look around. But what we did was we interviewed consultants from across the U.S. who have been in air show organization and planning and implementation. This one we found is out of Michigan. He does Thunder Over Michigan, which is a really, really big air show.
Okay.
And we have seen his work. He's stayed with us his last 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Hoping that we could get it someday. And this, we've all come to the point where we can actually see what we've been dreaming about.
Wow.
So we're going to start it out as a one-day show, unless we get a lot of money and can turn it to 2 days. But we're going to start off our first year with a one-day show.
All right.
And then we'll move it into a two-day show with a larger festival.
That's kind of like the Corn Fest, you know, when they brought it back, they started with one day, and now they're at a day and a half, and they're like, this is comfortable a day and a half.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you might grow to 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that we have resorts that can help us with the performers' rooms, transportation,
marketing.
Yeah, it really makes the performer also feel special.
Okay.
Because they get to be treated like the performers that they are. They need to be treated special.
And most of the casinos now have transportation to and from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fly in, they can just call the casino and say, come pick me up.
And they've got it down pat when it comes to concerts at the Laughlin Event Center.
Right.
So.
And those are the people that are going to help us.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
This will be good.
We've got all the people who actually do logistics and planning, parking,
yes.
and all that coming from the resorts to help us.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you, this committee list is outrageous.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Well, this is a detailed event that you have to do that, you know, and cross all your T's and stuff. But the smart thing was when you said you reached out to somebody else who's planned one already. And had success.
You could never do this by yourself.
No.
I never knew that you had to start a year off just to schedule the armed forces.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have a year in.
Wow.
Before you could get reserved.
Okay.
And then you have to find the wing walkers and the parachuters and the smoking guys and the roller biplanes and all that stuff that they do up in the air that I have nothing about. Yeah. That's why we're not in charge of performers.
Well, and Jeremy can find all those people, right?
No, the consultant does.
Oh, the consultant. Okay.
He's been in this for so long that he has all the connections.
He has all those contacts for us.
Gotcha.
And as we learn in the next couple of years, we'll be able to pass that on to us, and hopefully someday we'll be able to manage an air show by ourselves.
Okay, good.
Yes. I wanted to remind everybody that our VIP recruitment has been going through the roof. We are getting a lot of younger people in to help our older volunteers. And it's nice because sometimes we need to put up an easy up.
Yeah.
Or we need to carry an ice chest or some chairs.
Yep.
And our aging volunteers, it's not easy for them. Or if we just have volunteers that have a handicap, they love to come out and help, but there are just certain things that they can't do. And we've been getting some young applications in recently, and it's really helped us out. So anybody that wants to volunteer at events for Volunteers in Partnership, 15 hours a year is all that's required to get your prize at the end of the year.
It's a little over an hour a month.
Yeah, well, that includes your meetings, and your meetings you get 2 hours.
Right.
And they have lots of meetings to talk
just
about.
Go on the website or call the chamber?
Go to the website.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll get all the information on the VIP page, and we can email you an application.
Yes.
And just something fun to do, and like they help out at the concert, so you get to hear the, get to hear the band while you go, this way, folks, this way.
And yeah.
And most events, they're requesting you a max of 4 hours.
Okay.
So it's not a the whole day.
Right.
You know, so it gives everybody
and you pick and choose what events you want to work at.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you don't want to work a July concert, don't work it. But if you want to work a...
If you want to be involved in the snore races, you can be out there in the dirt. There are certain people who prefer that kind of an event.
Yeah.
Some people who prefer to stay completely away from that event. But yes, there's so many options.
Well, and I think we're going to see the Bullhead River Run grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, right now Larry Topping is up at Sturgis talking to people and firing it up, telling them to come here next year.
Yes.
But I think as that grows, because the Volunteer Partnership, they used to sell water out here on
still do
on Silver Creek on Casino Drive. So I think we're going to see more of that growing and happening also. So Larry seems to be pretty determined to help that grow.
Our VIPs have been supportive of his events and have had booths both years.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, and they do pretty good out there.
Yes.
Okay.
They raise just enough money to give some more money away in January.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They like
right
those bikers, too.
All the money they make, they donate back to the community.
Yeah, they don't keep anything. Not one penny.
Okay.
Don't forget, pick up your COVID-19 paper bags. At the chamber.
At the chamber, the library, and...
The Laughlin Government Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take them home, put them underneath your bathroom sink, so if you do have symptoms, you can test yourself without going out, which is the number one problem right now.
Right. People go out when they have it and don't know it.
They go to buy a kit, and they infect more people while they're there.
Yep. Because they don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
And you got N95 masks. And
yep. Everything.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery has expanded their breakfast menu. Boston Cream Pie Pancake Platter, Cinny Mini French Toast Platter, Blueberry Muffin French Toast Platter, Sticky Bun Waffle Platter, Lemon Blueberry Waffle Platter, and the Pecan Pie Crepes Platter. You gotta try one of them, plus every Coke product you can think of. Oh, and breakfast is available open to close. Then the bakery, muffins, cookies, cakes, and pies. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Do you know about 211 Arizona? It's a free service to connect you with resources anywhere in Arizona. Housing assistance and eviction prevention, transportation and ride services, healthcare benefits, food resources, and even utility bill support. Talk to a live operator in English or Spanish 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Just dial 211 or visit 211arizona.org. Get connected, get answers, and get the help you need. This message is sponsored by 211 Arizona.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0. Live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? It's almost lunchtime, about another hour. Head up to Laughlin Ranch. You can look out over the greens and sit there and have a burger or a salad or pasta, sandwiches, steaks. They got it all at Laughlin Ranch. Plus nightly specials. Tomorrow is barbecue day. Yeah, barbecue ribs, barbecue burgers. Yeah. Dine in or carry out. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Go to LaughlinRanch.com and see the whole menu. Arizona Comfort Solutions. My wife and I were driving yesterday, and we passed Jeff out there working on Sunday doing something for somebody. So if your comfort tools are not keeping you comfortable, and are they going to last all summer? You know, we could still be in the one teens here in another week or so for several days. Yes. Well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Everybody in Bullhead and Needles does, and they get them to come out and fix up all their equipment. Call 928-758-2400. They can take care of your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler, and then come back in a few months and take care of your furnace, your heater, your heat pumps. That's what they do. And that way you don't have them break down. Call 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Yes, providing quality health care to the tri-state area and our guests and our visitors. Right. And the residents. A 24-hour emergency room, if you need that when the time arises. A chest pain center. And they can perform, and I know they can, cardiac catheterization 24/7. And they have cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE. 928-763-2273. East West Financial Services. Yes. Are you thinking about Are you thinking about retirement? All of a sudden they changed tempo in the middle of the song. You can retire with East West Financial Services. Just call the number 928-888-9828. Jack Mafar has been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County with offices in Bullhead City and Kingman. Let him sit down with him. It's free. Free advice. Sit down with him and say, you know, I got this much, and if I invest it, what can I do here and there? And he'll tell you. 928-888-9828. Call, make an appointment. It's 100% free. We got five more minutes left with the ladies here from the Laughlin Chamber and Laughlin Tourism. And
please don't forget that your CAA nominations are due the 22nd of this month.
Right.
And the nominations are important. If we don't have nominations, we don't have a CAA.
Exactly. Right.
And you have to remember that there are people out there that deserve recognition. And if you can't take 5 minutes to look through your life and acknowledge the people who make your life so much better, so much easier, so much safer, make your students' lives amazing, then you need to stop and be more grateful.
Well, and think about, you know, school resource officers that are in your kid's life, maybe a favorite teacher. I saw on Facebook not too long ago the gal who was the Key Club president last year at Mojave Accelerated. When she graduated, she thanked three people, her mom and dad and Jesse Sessions.
Mm.
Yeah, her favorite teacher,
yes,
who ran the Key Club.
Yep.
And, you know, some of these kids, these teachers are that important in their world, and the parents should be recognizing them.
Right.
I'm not just saying Jesse, but there's other teachers, too, at all the schools. You know.
Well, look, we were able to acknowledge some of the teacher resources from the
yes.
Bullhead PD last year
right.
that depend on those teachers that walk the... And those police officers have made great friends with the students, and they trust them and depend on them to go over things with. And it's just fun.
It's just fun
to find somebody that you really think should be recognized.
Our group mapped Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions. For a few years, we've been giving out business cards to all the students that has all these 800 numbers on it for, you know, dieting and suicide and drugs and everything else. And then on the front of it, it has all the school numbers and extensions of who you need to call, the counselor, the principal. And this year we have the school resource officer on there, and the chief of police said, put their cell numbers on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
at Mojave High School and Fox Creek Junior High, when they get their cards this week, they'll all have the cell number for that SRO. So something going on in their life at 8 o'clock at night, and they want to talk to somebody, they can call it SRO.
Wow, you know? That's really good.
Yeah. So.
And they're giving their cell phone numbers so they'll always be answered.
Well, or they can text them.
The text.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes
they don't want to talk.
Just the text can be.
Hey, officer, this is Billy, you know, and just tell them what's going on. So,
real quick before we go,
yes.
We did not touch base on the Laughlin Chamber event, which is our 10th annual Connie Davis 5K Walk
right.
and Roll.
Right.
We are actually doing an early bird entry fee.
Okay.
So for $25, you can register for the Cancer Walk, which will be Saturday, March 4th of 2023. After January 1st, it's going to go up to $30.
Okay.
So you can save $5.
Just by registering early.
Just by registering early.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to go and walk, you might as well register early.
Yeah. For those that don't know what the walk is, the walk raises money for the Cancer Connection, which is a general ledger program account through the River Fund.
Right.
We help cancer warriors with everything that their insurance doesn't pay for.
I think that's one of the favorite programs that Mike Connor manages is when he can help a family that says, we've been driving to Vegas for 6 weeks getting this treatment
from
my wife.
Yes.
And he goes, well, let me write you a check for that gas for 6 weeks. Whoa, you know.
Or the copay.
Yeah.
The copays, yeah.
It all helps out. So,
but
what's the number at the chamber? How do people get in touch with
702-298-2214.
Okay.
LaughlinChamber.com.
And probably from the website they can get your email and send you
yes.
Oh, anything they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a beautiful new website.
Oh, yeah?
Woohoo!
Jackie's proud of that.
Yes.
All right, ladies, thank you both so
thank
much.
Thank you.
And the new book is out.
The new guide
area
is out.
Guide.
The new guide, Laughlin Tourism Guide.
Yes.
Right. Excellent. Have a super day, ladies.
Thank
Bye.
You. Good
All
luck.
Right. Paul Lavoie is up next, and he's got Hospice of Havasu in there and the Better Business Bureau with Big Jim. It's going to be a crowded room. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.